Please note that going forward, the Rob Shield will be on Sunday night and Wednesday night at 8:15. Once again, Sunday night and Wednesday night only.
Good evening. We will start with Tehillim Kuflamet, Shir Amalois, Mimamakim Krosichu Adinoi, Adinoi Shimo Vekoili, Yenoz Necho Kashuvois Vekoil Tachanunoi, Imavinoi Stishmo Yo, Adinoi Miyamoid, Ki Imecho Haselicho, Leman Tivorei, Visi Adonai kiveso nafshi, belidvoroi hoicholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishoymerin laboiker, shoymerin laboiker. Yachel Yisroel el Adonai, kim Adonai achesed, v'harbei imoy fedus. V'hu yifdes Yisroel, mikol Adonai sof. Yirotzei milifnei ovinu shebashomayim, רחם עולנו והפלט עושינו, ולמנוע המשחיס ומגיף ומעולנו, ומעל כל עמוי ביש ישראל, ונאמר אמן. Good evening. We want to concentrate tonight on two missions. In yesterday's Perek Gimel of Pirkei Avos, we think that wonderful chidushim will come out of the combination of these two mishnas. The first mishnah of the Paragimel, Akavio ben Malal Eloimer. Akavio ben Malal El says, Istakel bishloisha devorim. You should contemplate, consider three things. And you will not come in the hands of the Avera. Even only an opportunity to sin appears. These are the hands of the Avera. You will not come to the hands of the Avera. What are these two things? These three things? Da'ame ayin boso. You should know where you come from. Ulon atoheilech, atoheilech. Where you go to, lifnei mi ato osi litin din v'cheshbon, and in front of whom you are destined to give accounting, to give a din v'cheshbon. So he explains, me'ayon boso, where you come from, mitipos rucho, from a tip or from a drop, ulon ato heilech, where you go to, dimkoim oforim of v'saleo, a place of dust and decay. Before whom are you destined to give judgment and accounting? Before the king who reigns over the kings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Akavio ben Malalel's advice. Ein atoboli de avera, not to come to the grip of an avera. Istakel b'shloisha devorim. Look at the three things. If we will look into the Mishnayos, who Akavio ben Malalel was, what is mentioned in the Mishnah about Akavio ben Malalel. The Mishnah in Edius says, She'ein azoro nineles bifnei kol odom Yisrael. When Erev Pesach, the Korban Pesach was brought, and it was brought in three groups, in the Azora, in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. And when the Azorah was full of a lot of people, and the doors of the Azorah were closed, when the doors of the Azorah were closed, the doors of the Azorah were not closed b'fnei other b'Yisrael, in front of anybody from Israel, b'chochmo u'b'yirascheit, that should equalize, come even close in Chochmo and Yirascheit like Akavya Be'malale. The Batanura says, Leonimtza Becholo Azoro in the entire courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash was not found Muchtel crowned Be'anova with Anova Ubirascheit Akavya Be'malale. The Rambam says in the Akdoma to Persha Mishnayos, to Ovois, that Akavya ben Manalel was not called Rabbon, Rabbi, because he was so great, like the Nevi'im, like the early Chachomim were not called Rabbi, because there was no title for them. They were too great to have a title. Shmuel HaNovi was not called, and Aaron HaKoyen, and Avraham Avinu, Yaakov, they were not called Rabbi. Akavya ben Manalel was not called Rabbi. And have a look, what means Yira Shomai? What means Yira? The Mishnah in Edyas says that on four topics, Akavya ben Manalel had a machloikas with the Chachamim. Had a disagreement with the Chachamim, four halachic topics. And the Chachamim were a majority. But the halacha was like the Chachamim, not like Akavya. Omru lois of the Chachamim told to Akavya, Akavya chazor becho. Change your mind. Rescind your position. In all the four matters that you have said, if you change your mind and you agree with the majority, and will appoint you an Av Beis Din, as long as you hold that you are right, the Aloch is not like you. The majority of the Tanoim disagree with you. Change your mind. Agree with the majority. Omar Lohem, she answered them, Mutavli likore shoyte kol yomai. It's preferable for me to be called a fool all my days. A fool that I lost such a choshev appointment. Rather be called a fool all my days and not become a rosha for even one moment lifnei amokem in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I hold that what is right, I will not give it up, even I might lose the greatest opportunity of my life through of that. Rosha lifnei amokim. That was his concern, not to be a rosha lifnei amokim. Not for all other political not to be rosha lifnei amokim. So better a readiness to be called a fool. Kol yomai, the entire life to be called a fool. People will look at him as a fool. But Rosh Shoachas, for one second to be a Rosh, not worth it. That is the Yirat Shomayim of Akavya ben Malalim. So Akavya ben Malalim, with this Yirat Shomayim, this tremendous Yirat Shomayim, he gives us an advice, a recipe, how to reach Yirat Shomayim in Atoboli de Avera, not to come to a hate. To know me Ayin Boso, Mitipa Serucha, from a drop that is Serucha, nothing. Where you go to, the end is also nothing. And for whom you will have to give the cheshbon, the Mel of Malchei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With such an approach, you acquire a yira, a anova, if you can't sin. You can't sin. That is Akavya ben Malalech's approach. That is the Yirat Shomayim in Azor and in Elis. When the doors of the Azor were closed there of Pesach, before the group, they were makriv the Korban Pesach, a huge amount. There's nobody that can equalize Akavya ben Malalel in Chochma in Yira, in Klal Yisrael. There is a Mishnah later, a Mishnah of Rav Akiva. Uho Yo'emer, says the Mishnah. Rav Akiva used to say, Choviv Odom Shenivro Betzalem. A man is beloved because he was created but Salem in the image of Hashem. Chibu Yisera no da'as loy. Even a greater love is for him. Ne da'as loy shenivro but Salem. Because it was made to him known that he was created in the image of Hashem. As the Pasuk says, ki betzalem ekim osa esa odom. The second thing says Rabbi Akiva, Chaviv im Yisrael, Israel is beloved. Shenikru bonim lamokem, they are called children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even more than that, not only they are called children, Chibi Yisir Nedaslim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu let them know. The Torah let them know they should know their Hashivos. They should know how beloved they are. Shenikru bonim lamokem, Shenem abotim bonim atem l'Hashem Elekechem. Your bonim, your children, l'Hashem Elekechem. Havivim Yisrael, the third thing, says Rav Akiva. Shenitelohem klichemdo. They got a precious, a desired tool they got. A desired utensil was given to them. Kibu yaseru neida'as lohem. A great love is that it was made known to them. That they shenitelohem klichemdo shebo nivru oilam. That they got a desirable tool that with which the world was created. Shenemar, ki lekach tev nosati lochem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I gave you a good lekach, whatever, good teaching. Terosi al tazoivu, don't leave my Torah. Three things, says Rabbi Akiva. What are these three things? What do I want to tell you here? What does Rabbi Akiva come to say? Some of the great Metoshim, among them Barba Benel and Maram al Shaker, they say a Moiradic approach. They say that Rabbi Akiva comes here to be choylek, to disagree with Akavya ben Malalel. Akavya ben Malalel is tremendous Yirat Shomayim, unbelievable Yirat Shomayim, unequal as in Klal Yisrael. And Akavya ben Malalel was much before Rabbi Akiva. Akavya ben Malalel lived in the time of Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Akiva lived in the time partially before, partially after, was the time of the Churban. He comes to disagree. Why does he disagree? Because Rabbi Akiva holds that Akavya ben Malalel's approach is not made for everybody. It might throw a person, bring him into despair. When I am a nothing, when I come from nothing, and I'm going to decay, and everything is the fear to have to give din v'cheshbon. So why should I still try to improve my life? Why should I still strive to be oimed v'nisyonos, to stand against tribulations and to strengthen myself? I come into despair, a yush. And Abba Benel quotes Iyov. Iyov says, Odom yelut isho tzaryonim usvaroges. Amen. Born of a woman, short of days and full of fear. Ketzitz yomol v'yotzer v'yimol. As a blossom, he comes out, v'yimol and is cut off. V'yivrach and he flees, kapseil like a shadow, v'lo yamot, it doesn't last. Afal zeh pokachtu enecho. Do you, Rabbi Nishol Olam, open your eyes also on this one. And you bring me into judgment with you. Who can bring a clean thing out of a tome of an unclean one? Nobody can do that. So the thought of the weakness of the human being, that he comes from weakness and he goes to weakness, doesn't help him. It throws it into despair. It takes him away the hope, takes away the koyach, takes him away the courage. Like he says, Afalde pokachtu enecho, you look at him. Why do you look at him? Voices of the mishpatimach, you bring me to judgment with you. How could one expect that out of Tome, out of such a past and such a future, should come to her, should do something clean? Nobody can expect that. It can't happen. That's Rabbi Akiva Steiner against Akavya ben Malalel's approach. So Rabbi Akiva comes, he refutes, he's chilek, every single nekuda that Akavya ben Malalel says, every single point, Rabbi Akiva comes against it, with the opposite side of the coin, with the other side of the coin. Instead, me'ayin boso, to look where you come from, it tippers rucha from a nothing. Verkehrt, the opposite. Concentrate the betzelem and the kimoso es odom. Concentrate about the greatness that you possess. about your greatness that your soul possesses, and the shleimus, the completeness of your creation, that you were created by Tzema Elohim. When you know about that, you understand this chashivas. Ki buzeh, says Abba Abedel, gishtadel lifo el pulas hamala vashleimus. He will try to act, to handle accordingly, with amal, with elevation, with standard, vashleimus, with completeness, kifi sichmoy, like his understanding is. That is Choviv Adam Shenivro Betzalem. How beloved, how choshev is a person that he was created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not only is beloved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him in this image. Might be out of Rachman, as you could say. He shared with him this knowledge. He told him, Betzalem and Akim Osas Adam, you should know you were created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should know your chashivas. I didn't create you out of Rachmanas because I looked down on you. I created you because you have a chashivas. I created you this way. That is the first approach. Ula ona tu hoylech. Where are you going to? Akavya ben Malala's recipe was that you go to decay. No reason to be proud. No reason to think that you are somebody. Where you go to? So he says where you go to. Chavivim Yisrael shenikrubonim lamokim. Beloved are Yisrael that are called sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means when you are the misosom kruim chaim, when you go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you go back as a son to his father. It's not disappear. It's not a decay. It's not to be destroyed. You go back to a son as his father. And he says that's why the Mishnah brings punk this pasuk. Chibur Yisera Noidas Lohem. He let them know this Chibur Yisera. He let them know this special love. What is the pasuk that he brings? That he brings? Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem. Your sons Lashem Elokeichem. Why not the pasuk of Bnei Bechorei Yisrael? Other psukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls. Bnei Bechorei Yisrael is mentioned much earlier. You, my firstborn son. Because Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem refers to the time of a person leaves this world. Lo natu hoylech. Botim atem l'Hashem elekechem, your sons of Hashem, is noisis goydadu. That's why there's no reason you're not allowed to cut yourself. V'loisusimu kocho b'inenechem lomeis. And don't put a bald spot between your eyes for a dead person. That's a different approach. Akavya ben Malala's approach is Lona to hoylech, lemokam oforimah v'saleo, to dust and decay. No, bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. You go back to your father, and that's why in Hilchos Avelus there's a limit how much Avelus one has to show for a meis, because he's not lost. He didn't suddenly disappear and there's nothing. It's not like Eiv, like the Pasuk in Eiv says, a plant that was cut and is no more, v'layam, it will not stand, ketzitz, like a blossom that came out, that emerges, and is cut off, and escapes and flees like a shadow, v'layam, it will not last, it will not stand. It's not like that. Bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. You never lost. You never lost whatever you do to come close to your father. That's an incentive. That's a positive approach. That helps. In front of who you will give din v'cheshbon? What means in front of who you will give din v'cheshbon? If the melech malchei hamlucha makodesh baruch hu, such a pachat, says Rabbi Akiva, don't concentrate on that. Concentrate that you have the tools to manage. And the tools is not to be a burden, to be a bother for the people. Loyle mamas v'loyle teirach. It's klichemdo. It's a desire, the precious tool. You got it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you. And with that tool you will manage. Or like the Maramad Shaker says, like Chazal say, in Poga Bechor Menuvel there, when you have to deal with the Yetzer Hara Moshchir LeBeis HaMedrash, you will deal with Torah, you will manage with him. So don't stand with the fear. If the miat ozidin v'cheshbon, it's hopeless. You got the Torah, and the Torah is a klichendo, a desire, the precious tool. Shebo Nibro Oilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with that. So you can build up yourself with the Torah. Don't be concerned about it in the Cheshbon. He gave you the tools. And not only he gave you the tools of the Rachmonis, Chibur Neser Yaser Neidas Lohem. He let them know that a special love that he let them know, Shenitelohem Klichendo, that they got this tool. It's a different approach. Rabbi Kiva's approach, Rabbi Kiva lived in a time of a churban. Of a churban where there was a reason for despair. Comes then Rabbi Kiva and builds up the human being. Gives him all the reason to look up to himself and to understand what for greatness he has. Etzelem Elekim. As bonim atem, as klal Yisrael, as bonim atem l'Hashem elekeichem. And he has the tools to success, the tools to succeed, a different approach. The same Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva l'shitosei, the same Rabbi Akiva as we know from the Gemara. Gemara says in the end of Makkos, Ukvai hoyo Rab Gamliel v'Rab Lovin Azara v'Rab Shuv Rabbi Akiva halchem baderech. They went on the way. They heard the noise, the sound of the Roman crowds in Rome, the sound of the success of the victory of Rome they heard. And it was away 120 mil. And they started to cry. When Atanoim cry, they don't cry because they are super sensitive, and they don't cry because they have pure emotions. A crying of Tanoim is Oiros for Tshuva. So far did we fall, almost no way to come back. When that's where we are standing, and let's have a look at the success of Rome and our destruction. Is Rabbi Akiva Mesachik. Rabbi Akiva started to smile. Omolei Mipnuata Mesachik. It's not understood. Why do you require the smile, Rabbi Akiva? You see how Rome looks like, the sounds of victory, and we are in the middle of the disaster. Omar Lohem, so he asked them, instead of answering them, V'atem ipnimatem boichem. You are wrong. Why do you cry? Why do you cry? There's no reason to cry. What means there's no reason to cry? All reasons. Omar Lohem, halolo kushim shemishpachzim la'atsovim, kapkla b'deskechovim. Have a look. They bow down to Avodah Zarah, to idols. They bring Torahs to Avodas Kechovim. They sit in security and in peace. And by us, they Sadoim Ragli Alekeinu. The footstool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sor of Voesh, is burnt. V'loi Nifkeh, there's no reason to cry. Omar Lohem, so Rabbi Akiva says, L'kach Ani Metzachek. That's the place where I take my chizuk. That's the place where I take my comfort. That's why I'm smiling. How do we on matters of weakness? Later the Gemara says that they came to Yerushalayim, Rabbi Kiva told Kriya, Avada, there's a matter of weakness, Avada. But have a look. When those who transgress the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what happened to them. Have a look, they asked. Is the oyster Ratzon Anachas come over Kamas? So what will be those who fulfill the Ratzon Hashem? How much more? How much greater their reward will be that they can expect? So Rabbi Akiva, out of situations in weakness, he found a reason of chizuk. Instead of reason of sadness, of feeling of churban, feeling of hopelessness, he took out a reason of chizuk from that. And there's another Gemara later on to the same idea, the same way. Halolo Beichim, Rabbi Akiva Masachik. That's here what we have in our Mishnah here. Akavi be'ma'aralel, if we call cold, this tremendous Yirascheit that we today, we have no Shaychas, with Yirascheit from 200 years, we have no Shaychas. So forget about 2,000 years. With this tremendous Yirashomayim, Metzta'am da'am e'ayin bosor, mitipus rucho, no'atwa hoylech mokam or vorim o'beseleo, לפני מי אתו סילבר חשבון, לפני מלם אחרי מה קודש ברוך הוא. That's a boichim. Rabbi Akiva held that's an approach of vachia. An approach of crying. A bit despair. About it's meir et yashomayim, but there's a danger here that will be taken as despair. and Chas V'Sholem, instead of being mechazik people not to come to an Avera, it will let the people, anyway, what people do will be wrong. Let's go. That's why he's chimasachek. He took the three nekudas of Akavi B'Mahalel and turned it into the positive. He puts Rucha, you look at that. Avada, there's a goof, there's a body. But have a look what you mean, Tzura, you mean essence. It's Tzere Melekim, there you come from. You call it Ophorim of Seleo. Avada, that's the body. You are expand is the fear and the awe of Lifnemiya to those who did it in the Cheshbon. We have the tool for it. You have a precious and desire tool that the world was created with it. You can create yourself, you can build yourself up. That's the approach. How great. That's the approach of the Abarbanel and the Maram al-Shaker, one of the greatest fathers of Gedolim. Have a look how much Chizuk is there in Rabbi Akiva, in Rabbi Akiva Mesachek, in the smile of Rabbi Akiva when he sees the trouble. Instead of despairing, instead of holding back, he gets the Chizuk out of it. When he looks at the human being, he gets Chizuk out every step, out of his essence, out of his future, and out of the means that he has to be successful and to be matzliach. Is that not great? Definitely, in all times, it's like that. And definitely in a time where there's a reason to be bebrecha. In a time that there's a reason to cry, is Rabbi Akiva today will be mesachek. In la'oivre ratzoyne kach, when that's the problem, is la'oivre ratzoyne what expects Klal Yisrael in the future, is al'achas kamo v'kamo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us and to send us Psuras Torahs. I want to concentrate, first of all, to remind people that the last time, the last evening of Kiddush Levone is the coming Wednesday at night. And then tomorrow, as we know, is the start of Beis HaBeis, the Monday, the first Monday of Beis HaBeis. We are not used to say Slichas B'Yechidus. One definitely should say the Slichas B'Yechidus when one is alone. However, there's a problem of seeing Yugimal Midas. The Shulchan Aruch says that one can only see Yugimal Midas when the Yechidas, only when one says it in the Nigan, in the Netamim. One is not allowed to say Derech Tfilo Bakoshas Rachmi, we have Tfilo, since it's a Dovah Shebekdusha and it's 10. Avrim Bol Omrom Derech Kriya Ba'alma Omrom. When he says it as Koyre Ba'Toyre, as reading in the Torah, so the Mishnah Berurah says from the Rishon Poskim, the Nigun of Tamim, with the Nigun, with the Tamei Amikro, to say it like reading. So saying like reading is good, but how many times you will say that like reading the Shloshes Remidas? So I think the right thing is the approach as follows. The first time, when it comes to Hashem, Hashem, one should say it. One should say it like the with the Tamim of the Mikro, like it's in the Pasuk in Parshas Kisiso. The other times one should skip it. And also to skip the Kein Melech Yoshev al-Kiseh Rachamim that is mentioned in the HaShulchan, one shouldn't say any tefillah that relates to the Shloshes Remidas. The last pizmon of the last base of next week's Monday is a pizmon of Shloshes Remidas. At least one shouldn't say the first Shloshes Remidas one shouldn't say. The Hashem Hashem, that means the first Remidas of the pizmon, one shouldn't say it. Or, if one wants to say it, one shouldn't say the very first of the slichas, only this one, but not like the nigun we say it in shul, we should say it like when we read Batera with the nigrina and the tanum of the mikro. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us to hear Psuras Torahs. We'll meet again on Wednesday, Mir Tzashem. Let's remember to daven Marav now, and not to forget Shira Soemer. Have a good evening and Kol Tov.
The next year will be on Wednesday night.